This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. January's retail sales figures, how much we're all buying, come out in about an hour and a half. And the funny thing is, so far, we shoppers complain about high shop prices, I do, and yet we keep buying. So one question is whether that trend continued in January. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here to talk about that and more. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri.
So you go to the store. It's obvious why consumers are upset. The consumer price index came out earlier this week and was higher than expected. What does that mean for the Federal Reserve's fight against inflation?
Well, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said many times that inflation is not going to slow down at a nice, even pace. Of course, Sabri, the Fed is keeping interest rates high to cool the economy and tamp down inflation. Yesterday, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee said we shouldn't get flipped out, his words, over one higher than expected inflation reading. He says inflation is still progressing toward the Fed's 2% target, and Tuesday's unexpectedly high CPI reading does not mean the Fed will rule out an interest rate cut later this year.
So when we get back down to that target, does that mean prices go back to normal?
It depends what you mean by normal, Sabri. And Goolsbee made it clear the Fed isn't trying to get prices back down to where they were before the pandemic.
To do that, you'd have to have very substantial deflation. Deflation has a bunch of other problems associated with it. You'd probably have to tank the economy to do it.
And Goolsbee says the Fed's mandate is just to get inflation back to 2%. It doesn't have a target for prices.
Does inflation have to get to that 2% target before the Fed starts cutting interest rates?
Not necessarily. At his press conference last month, Fed Chair Powell said waiting until inflation gets to 2% would actually be too late. Goolsbee echoed that yesterday. He says the Fed can lower rates when it's confident inflation is just on a path toward the 2% target.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.